Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. For the second straight episode, we open on a live series note. This time, what's new and live happens Fridays on Travel Channel and follows a group in search of ghosts. Haunted Live is a series, and executive producer Christine Schuler joins me next. We'll stay on the strange in our second half hour when checking out Dream Corp LLC from Adult Swim. This is not your parents' therapy clinic, as we'll learn from creator, executive producer, and director Daniel Stetson. Also ahead, it's a broadcast network world again, BET's boomerang bet, our classic trivia question, and step into Wayne's world with our show to know. I promise you, it's an interesting world. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker, and present on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in the program. 68 degrees at the top of the hour. It is gorgeous here in the New York metro area, and we welcome you to the program All About Television, wherever you are hearing us. Happy to have you around for the 3 episodes we're doing this week. And as always, we invite you to be in the conversation. Some great guests coming your way that want to hear from you over the next hour. And all you have to do is pick up the phone and call 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number's good anyway. You're catching us across the country or around the world here on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker. And if you're not too big on the phone, we got the chat room lined up for you. It's SimonApple04 by name, and you will find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. So use the phone or the room. Either way, we get you involved. And while the program is on the air, you can connect up with us by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk or Spreaker screen. Follow the instructions. Other people can be live with you. Christine Schuler from the Travel Channel's Haunted Live joins me here in the Big Apple after these news notes. Four of the 5 major broadcast networks swing back into first-run action tonight. It's opening week of the 2018-19 television season, when new series debut and current series continue their existence. CBS's lineup this eve includes the start of what may be the Big Bang Theory's final season, the reboot liftoff of Magnum P.I., second season of Young Sheldon, third season of Bull. The Voice returns on NBC, followed by the debut of Newbie Manifest from Robert Zemeckis. Fox has returned doubleheader of 9-1-1 and The Resident, while ABC goes on with Dancing with the Stars and Season 2 of The Good Doctor. The CW expects that Sunday Night This Fall opens its new season next month. More NBC development, Bob Greenblatt has wrapped his 8-year term running NBC Entertainment. His role was filled this afternoon by George Cheeks and Paul Telge. Greenblatt, for the near term, will serve as a consultant and develop future musical theater specials on the network. BET will move forward on our television version of the 1992 hit film Boomerang, with Halle Berry and Lena Waithe aboard as executive producers. You may remember that Berry co-starred with Eddie Murphy in the movie, and Waithe, the Emmy-winning creator of Showtime's The Chi, will co-write the opening episode. The 10-episode series will begin next year. Inside the Actors Studio is leaving Bravo after an award-winning quarter-century run there. The series will take a year-long sabbatical and then return next fall on Ovation TV, with rotating talent taking over from host James Lipton. Ovation will continue to take the series at Pace University in New York. A couple quickies before we get to our guest. Desperate Housewives creator Mark Cherry will be back on television next year with Why Women Kill. It's a new dramedy on CBS All Access. And set for 2019, Tamron Hall's daytime talk hour on ABC stations, season 2 of ATL Homicide on TV1, and season 3 of Harlots on Hulu. And that is news notes for today. On Friday's episode, we kicked it off with a unique science fiction series, the first live science fiction series to be attempted in over half a century, since the early 1950s. The program is Orbital Redux, and it will appear starting this Thursday on Alpha, which is currently a website from Legendary, the blockbuster entertainment company beside Pacific Rim on the movie side, and Lost in Space with Netflix on the TV side, among other things. And it may become soon a feature on smart TV sets and smart devices. You can hear that episode, by the way, at our homepage, blockofray.com/televised. Well, we start today with another excursion into unique live programming. In this case, it's a program called Haunted Live, and it deals with a group that is out to make normal the paranormal. Joining me live here in New York, and I promise you she is not haunted, is the executive producer on Travel Channel's behalf, Christine Schuler. Christine, thanks for being with us.
Hey, Simon. Thanks for having me.
It is a pleasure. So Haunted Lives has been around now for 2 weeks. How's it been going?
It's been going great. It's such a cool experience to be in a live world, and you got to be nimble and ready to communicate with not only the ghosts, but to all the television viewers out there. There's a lot of activity both in the living world and in the paranormal world when you go live.
How do you deal with that? The fact that you have to deal with real live people and real not so live ghosts and other paranormal deals.
Well, I mean, it's a good question, and I'm learning as I go along. You got to take a deep breath, and you got to listen to what people are responding to. And what's great is that you can make changes to give people what they want. A lot of times television executives wait months for feedback, and by that point, you know, you've lost everyone. So it's really cool to have this opportunity to interact with people from a network executive point of view, but also to help entertain them, to give them a thrill on a Friday night.
Now, this Friday night excursion involves this group called the Tennessee Race Chasers. Notice they didn't say ghost. They said race. That's by the way, that is a synonym for ghost. How did you and your people catch up with these folks, and what made you conclude this is a live excursion worth pursuing?
Well, we've had a relationship with the Tennessee Race Chasers now, I want to say, for about 3-4 years. Dates back to sister network Destination America, where we first started working with them on ghost programming. And we've decided to launch this live effort with them because they've done some live programming for us in the past. They were events. We investigated the Exorcist House a few years ago, back on I think it was Halloween a couple years ago, and they just have a very calm, steady-as-you-go investigation technique. And when you go live, you really want somebody who's got their feet planted on the ground and, you know, they're ready for anything. So they're great partners to work with. They're all big bunch of sweethearts, even though they got big arms. they really have a great way of connecting with the spirits. They're, you know, they've got big open souls, and they're, you know, they're great, trustworthy friends to have on location.
Now, this program has some very unique elements. Here's the first one: that you don't know until you tune in where these people are going to show up and exactly what they're going to do. How much notice do they give you and your production team, and how much time do you have to set up where you're going to be live?
Yeah, well, I mean, we try to be as prepared as possible and identify the places where we'd like to go as far in advance as possible, because there's a lot of logistics that go into it. Even though you go live, behind the scenes, there are about 60 people, 60 to 70 people on location. There are trucks and cables, and you have to connect with the town and the locations where you're at. You have to let people know you're coming. So we've identified some places that we think would have good potential for the show, and we've kind of mapped things out, but it's live, and sometimes things change last minute. Again, you have to be incredibly nimble, and we all are, and we're mobile, so, you know, we're prepared until we're not, and then we got to move quick. So, You never know where we're going to end up, but I'll tell you, wherever we are, it's going to be haunted, and it's going to be live.
Is there a backup plan in case city authorities or local housing authorities say no way for you to come in?
Yeah, the backup plan is to find a new location, for sure. I mean, before we you know, roll into town, there's a lot of boring conversations that have to go on behind the scenes, just in terms of security. I mean, if you're going live and you're telling people where you're at, even at the start of the show, you have to you have to be aware of where your entrances and exits are. Keep everyone safe on location. But definitely you want to alert the town and all the proper authorities before you move 70 people to one location.
Now, when we had the folks from Orbital Redux on this past Friday, the thing that makes their show unique as a live show, and it's unique just the fact that you're doing live science fiction, you know, on the spot, no retakes, no second guesses, and everything about that show is live, starting this Thursday. Special effects are live, acting is live, music is performed live, everything. In your case, there is also an added situation. Like their case, for example, they're interactive in the sense that there are moments in each episode where the audience can dictate which way the characters or the storyline goes. In your program, thanks to Facebook and people who are on a special Facebook page, I understand that the audience can dictate in the midst of an episode where this team of ghost hunters go.
Yeah, that's right. I'm really excited about this opportunity to have what we call a second screen experience where we can interact with viewers at home who are able to watch four fixed camera feeds that stream live to Facebook. And that streams live from the top of the show right through commercial breaks until the end. And we've invited viewers to you know, watch and listen. There's audio on those cameras as well. And if you see something, say something. And it's meant to be a very symbiotic relationship where the Wraith Chasers have identified who they think is in this space and why they're there, and they tell us the history behind it. And then they set out to do it. But, you know, it's great to have this whole audience behind their backs that can inform the course of the investigation and to change it or to lead them to different places. It's really exciting in a live situation. You need that connectivity because you don't have time to go back in the edit room and search for all the good stuff. So, you know, you need this audience. Now, that said, I will say, you know, it's a learning situation on our end, like how much time we can we're getting so much response from the audience, which is great. Please keep it coming. But, you know, we're learning how best we can get all that great information from the audience to the Wraith Chasers while they're on location. So we're working that out, and I think we're growing week by week. But, you know, we had, I want to say, like 140,000 people watching us on Facebook last Friday. And that was incredible. It was overwhelming in a wonderful way.
We're talking with Christine Schuler. She is the Travel Channel executive producer behind Haunted Live. It is live this Friday, episode 3, 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time for a full hour. Christine joins me here in New York this half hour, but tomorrow will be televised. First of three episodes we are doing this final week of September 2018. Simon Applebaum with you live from New York. Delighted you're here. Yes. We're not ghosts. We are here in the flesh. You just have to pick our words for it. And if you have a question or comment for Christine, give us a call, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. As I said, first of three episodes we are doing this week. Coming up on our special episode Wednesday at this hour, there's a new program from the man who made Monk happen, Andy Breckman. He's going to be my lead guest. And the new show, which premiered on Friday, is The Good Cop, produced here in New York on Netflix with Tony Danza and popular singer Josh Groban. Very interesting show, got great reviews when it premiered on Friday. And Andy Breckman will join me live on the first half of Wednesday's show. And on the second half, we're going to go live to Down Under, where we'll speak with one of that country's newest directing and executive producing talents. His name is Noah Egerton, and a lot of people are raving about his work in both capacities on Mr. In-Between, the new series on FX that the Hollywood Reporter critic today called one of the best shows anywhere in 2018. And FX is so high on the show, they've already given it a second season. Andy Breckman from The Good Cop, Noah Egerton from Mr. In-Between on FX, both live with us, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, Wednesday on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Before you took on Haunted Live, Christine, did you get a lot of proposals for live shows?
None that were, no. I mean, it's, you just don't do it. you know, there, it was just something you don't do for various reasons. One is because it's live, you know, and you don't. Network executives are notorious for wanting to have complete control over every aspect before things go out on air. So, you know, putting yourself out there in this kind of exposure is a little bit unnerving. But I think it's cool that we're doing it. And, you know, you got to try new things to keep people engaged. And I think you're spot on with this trio of programs that you're doing to spotlight what's new. I mean, we have to move and adapt in this, you know, linear world if we want to stay connected and keep the audience coming back for more. You know, maybe live is like the new reality TV. You know, it's something new that they haven't seen before, and you know, it's like the new frontier in terms of narrative live television. Obviously, we've got news and sports, but it's this is kind of a new environment, and I'm glad we're doing it, and we're all feeling very positive about the response so far.
Christine, one of the newest live frontiers, or one of the newest frontiers in television, is a growing number of television sets and devices like Roku and Apple TV and Amazon Fire and Google Chromecast that now have artificial intelligence built into the set. Alexa, Siri, Google Assistant, where you can actually voice what you want to do or how you want to use the set. You can say, Siri, order me an Uber ride. And through your Apple TV or through your Amazon Fire TV, whether it's a part of the operating system for your set or a plug-in or a streaming set, you know, Alexa, change the channel on this show, or tell the folks in the show to do this. Do you see at some point in Homeline's run maybe using these artificial intelligence processes in the set to have viewers watching, rather than have a second screen experience or in addition to a second screen experience, have a first screen experience where they actually shout out a command through their voice system?
Well, if it would make it scarier or more live or more interactive, I'd be all for it. I mean, you know, one of the things with doing any kind of paranormal programming is authenticity. You know, it's more fun to be along for the ride if you feel that what you're watching is actually happening. And so sometimes can technology maybe go too far and make it too much of an artificial environment? Maybe. But, you know, there are advances in the way that we view and consume entertainment now that I would have never imagined 20 years ago. So I'd love to, you know, to think that I would continue to be open-minded about new adventures in entertainment and how we consume it. But I also want to make sure that I'm delivering something that is authentic and that is that reads as authentic too. You know, it's just I would hate to go too far with too many, too many different devices in a way that you lose control of what's real.
For sure, Christine, as we see more of these artificial intelligence features get into the television set or the TV-connected device, and it's happening very, very rapidly, maybe more rapidly than we all think, we may in the TV industry have to deal with this. And I think TV, both scripted and unscripted TV producers may have to deal, maybe sooner than we think, with this whole world of interactive television, which could also lead to interactive commerce, product service offering, ticketing, you know, who knows what. But back to our those chasers, how do they think about the experience so far? What kind of feedback have they gotten?
Oh, my gosh, they love it. They love it. They've always been very connected with their community and their fan base. They are having such a great time. I didn't know, you know, how they would take it, if there would be too much pressure. But, I mean, they're no different on what, as soon as the director cues them that we're live, than they were 10 minutes before. They are as authentic as and real as the paranormal activity we're trying to hunt down and find for everyone. They're great. They're having a legitimately good time. So hope we can keep it going for them.
By the way, where have they gone so far? What states, what cities?
The last two shows have been in Tennessee and in Kentucky. Pretty close to their home base.
And how do they show if a ghost is in fact present? What kind of special instruments, devices, Geiger counters, radiation machines, what do they use so that we're clear that, yes, there's a ghost here?
Well, I don't want to speak above my pay grade because I was reprimanded for calling their devices the things because they're not just things. But you know, it's a whole new world when I really have to get down to their gear, and you know, they come with devices that they think will work in the particular environment that they're walking into on each Friday night. So there are different ways that they can engage with the entity there and draw it out. And they do, you know, they have gear, but sometimes it could be a special guest that might entice the spirits. We could work with, you know, actual people, not just gadgets, psychic mediums, spiritual mediums. So it's one of those things where I just enjoy their enjoyment of it and their engagement with it. It is cool to see them work with these tools, and you do hear things come through the ghost box, I call it. You know, these voices appear. Friday night, we had a spirit that was turning on and off the lights. You know, I can't explain it, but it is interesting. And I honestly, you'd have to have them on to fully explain the mechanics and science behind it. But I do see it at play, and they get excited about it. So I feel that they've reached some level of a satisfaction with how well the device performed.
Haunted Live, Episode 3, happens this Friday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time, live from wherever. Christine Schiller is the executive producer of the show for Travel Channel, and she's with us live here in New York this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised. Simon Applebaum, I'm also with you from the Big Apple. If you have a question or comment on our remaining minutes with Christine, give us the ring, 646-652-2906, or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Coming your way on Friday, we'll focus on a unique crowdfunding campaign that is out to really expand the diversity on television. It's called Keep It Colorful, and right now there's an effort to fund up to 50 pilots of new scripted and unscripted series featuring or produced by people of color. We will have the chief executive of Season Spark, that's the crowdfunding site, Emily Beck, and the former co-star of the long-running Fox series Living Single, Eric Alexander, whose production company, Colorful Media, is involved in this campaign. And on Wednesday's show, we will also have an update on how many of the pilots are in the zone of getting fully funded with crowdfunding. So don't forget, Season Spark's Keep It Colorful campaign. That's the name, and we'll have all details for you Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. And coming up on Wednesday, we'll have an update on how the campaigns are going and how many shows of the 50 are in the running. Christine, do you see other areas or other shows or series that perhaps a live element, if not going live with the show, can be introduced?
That's a really good question, and if I could answer that, I'd probably be Television Executive of the Year. What happens next? You know, I mean, I don't know. I do think that choosing topics that can create engagement, where there's where it's purposeful. Not just do live for live, but, you know, in this situation, there's a reason why we're going live. It's not just a gimmick, because we have this relationship with the live audience. I find that's why this will be a success, because of that relationship. It's organic, it's personal, interactive, And so the gimmick of it, it doesn't exist. So I think that's why a lot of times if you do get pitched a live show idea, it doesn't feel like there are enough stakes involved with it. So, you know, what's next? I don't know. Let's talk in a month once this really is a success and we've really made a go of it.
Haunted Live gets its latest go, third one of the series, this Friday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time on the Travel Channel. Check your local listings for where the network is available in the area on cable and satellite. Don't forget, if you want to participate, you can also go on the special Sweet Experience on Facebook, where the channel is also located. And for more details about the program online, here's where you go, www.travelchannel.com. That's www.travelchannel.com. Haunted Live, Episode 3, this Friday, 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time. Executive Producer Christine Schuer, time has flown by very, very fast. Thank you so much for coming on. Congratulations on how the show is doing so far, and hopefully a great long run to come, and who knows? Maybe more live programming from all sorts of destinations around the world.
Thank you, Simon. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Super pleasure. Take care. Enjoy the week.
Okay, thanks.
Christine Schuer, executive producer of Travel Channel, calling live, joining me here in New York. We have our classic trivia question of the week. Tell you the answer to one from the last 2 weeks and a brand new one coming your way. But first, the words from the five folks at audible.com. If you want a very unique read that you want to hear, try this one. It's from a brilliant new writer named Yuval Noah Harari. It's called 21 Lessons for the 21st Century. 21 Lessons for the 21st Century. And how you can get? Well, just go to this website and click in. That's audibletrial.com/televised. Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment, digital audio entertainment, information, and inspiration. There's over 180,000 titles to choose from, and you listen to them on any device, including wherever you are hearing this song right now at Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and iHeartRadio. What you got to do is sign up at audibletrial.com/televised. Simple as that. You get one free audiobook of your choice, 1 month trial of the service, and not just audiobooks, but original audio productions as well under the Audible Theater banner. So give it a go. Hear for yourself why audible.com can transform the way you hear the world. For that free audiobook and 1 month trial, it's audibletrial.com/televised. And now our private trivia question of the week. We want to give you the answer to the question we've been posing over the last 2 weeks. Unfortunately, no winners and no prizes awarded. The question we brought you was, name the made-for-TV movie that gave birth to Burt Reynolds' TV series Dan August back in 1970. The answer, House on Green Apple Road with Christopher George of Rat Patrol and the Immortal and other series fame, who was the Dan August role. And again, that was presented, I believe, in the early half of 1970, and then Burt Reynolds got the series from Quinn Martin and ABC, ran one season, borderline situation, but when Burt got into the movies with Deliverance and his great string of hits in the 70s, it was replayed again for a year. So that's the story. House on Green Apple Road was the made-for-TV movie that gave birth to Dan August. Well, here's our latest classic trivia question, and this week we have three prizes in play. We have two DVDs from Audience Network, the new season of Loudermilk, which is starting later this month, later in October, and the season of Love My Pitbull from Natural Wild, plus the 6-CD set of Developing Your Own Psychic Powers by Crossing Over's John Edwards. Coincidentally, is now involved with Mark Berman's Forming Insider website and email as a sponsor. Congratulations, John and Mark Berman, for that. Here's the question. Tonight at 9 o'clock, CBS brings back the new version, brings back Magnum P.I. in a new version. The question, on the original Magnum P.I. starring Tom Selleck, what was the helicopter service run by T.C., played by Roger Mosley? Again, what was the helicopter service run by T.C. on the original Magnum P.I.? If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and your full name address. And if you're first with the correct answer, three prizes, two DVDs, one CD set are coming your way. If you missed the question just now, we'll post it tomorrow morning on Facebook and on my Twitter handle. That's at UBC Simon TWBT. That's at UBC Simon TWBT. Remember, in order to win, you got to play in. So do so. And all the very best. When we come back, you might want to be in Wayne's World after you hear our show to know. And we mean a really special kind of Wayne. But first, If you're into trying to figure out what your dreams are all about, you might not want to go to Dream Corp LLC. It's a popular show on Adult Swim and starts its second season next month. We will have the creator, executive producer, director, Daniel Sesson, joining me from Los Angeles after we call at the bottom of the hour for web identification. This is www.blogtalkradio and www.spreaker.com, the best internet radio sites on the planet, with more than 30 million listeners around the world every month and growing. On Blog Talk Radio, check out Kings in the Morning. Every weekday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, Jay King and crew will make your day, starting with your morning. That's Kings in the Morning tomorrow and every weekday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Remember, that's VTR and Spreaker available to you 24/7 on YouTube. Welcome back to the second half of Tomorrow Be Televised. First of three episodes we are doing this final week of September 2018. Simon Applebaum here with you live from New York, 16 degrees, top of the hour. It is a gorgeous day, sunny, some clouds, no rain, very, very bright, really, really super. We've been waiting for fall, and after a crazy summer with a lot of rain and all sorts of crazy weather, we finally got a gorgeous, gorgeous day. We have a wonderful guest coming your way from Los Angeles in the next half hour, and we invite you to give that person a ring at 646-652-2906 or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. You'll find it on our homepage, blogtalkradio.com, and it is just waiting for you. Adult Swim has a lot of very unique environments that come across both in animation and live-action form. And when it comes to the world of dream therapy, there's a certain place that occupies Adult Swim around the midnight hour, and it's a place that is somewhat very surreal. It even uses creatures from Jim Henson's Creature Shop. The program is called Dream Corp LLC, and it will start a new season on October 21st, and its latest appearance will be next Monday at 1 a.m., Monday, October 1st. Joining me now from Los Angeles, an inner radio exclusive, the creator, executive producer, and director of the series, Daniel Sesson. Hello, Daniel.
Hello, Simon. How's it going?
Great
out
to
there?
You. It is going good. Like I said, it's sunny, and by the way, no ghosts here. We're all human beings, and we're all doing good in the sunshine. So tell me how you're doing with Dream Corp as you get ready for season two.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to season two coming out. As you just said, October 21st. You know, we're still in the final stages of. I'm actually in sound for the finale right now, and so I'm happy to get that out the door. But you know, writer's room for season three actually started on Monday, so no rest. But that's how it goes. That's the position we want to be in.
Mm-hmm. Good position too. How did you come up with the series?
I wish it was real. I mean, it's not like, you know, it just seems like something that should exist, and it seems like something that we're not far from. You know, I feel like I'm really into transhumanism and been following people like, you know, Ray Kurzweil and Neil Harbison, Steve Mann. These are like actual futurists and cyborgs that live amongst us. And I just think that there's something very funny about the first generation of anything. You know, a lot of the time our idea, film and television's idea of what the future looks like is always very clean and finished. And I just thought, you know, that's not how you get there. So, I mean, it's funny when you look at a Zach Morris phone, you know what I mean? Like the first cell phone, is people laugh. So, I think that, you know, kind of combining first and second generation technology, in order to then do something very, very high tech, it leads to comedy for sure. Cause although the science does work, you might wake up with something else wrong with you.
This is like a mix of supernatural creatures and what happens in any given workplace around the country. And what's fascinating is not only how you use Jim Henson's magnificent creature shop and all the creatures that that brilliant talent and the talent that have preceded him since put together, but also you've got some very interesting people both in front and behind the camera. John Krasinski, who was in The Office, one of the great workplace comedies
yep.
of recent years, who's now doing Super
yep.
with Amazon and Jack Ryan. So season one already out for about a month and rave reviews for that. You have him aboard as an executive producer. And we'll talk about some of the guest stars you've got coming up in season two. But it seems that this is for you. Do you feel like a kid in a creature store?
You know, the most validating thing that I think ever that I've ever experienced as an artist was when the Jim Henson Creature Shop said yes to this project. So, I mean, I understand I needed the show to even make that happen, but it's one of those things that is just, you know, the cherry on top. And it is amazing. Every time I go in there, I get to work with brilliant people. And this extremely talented musician called Chad Van Galen. He scores the show as well, and I've been a fan of his music for a decade. And he's also an extremely talented illustrator and animator himself. And so he and I, once he scored the first, when he scored the pilot, I got an opportunity to go back to the drawing board and the series further. And because at first, Terry the robot was just in the closet. He was like a hard drive. And then I was getting my mail one day, and I thought, if you have Stephen Merchant, shouldn't he be in every room? So that's when I called up Chad Van Galen, and we kind of went back and forth on some of his drawings and landed on Terry, what Terry actually looks like today. So, yeah, every single day. And then go on.
Now, go ahead, Daniel.
I was going to say that, you know, and then this year, season two, we made another one. Chad and I made another one together, and that is a little garbage monster called North North, who is voiced by Maria Bamford. And it's kind of, he exists in 88's head, kind of like a Jiminy Cricket character. She lives in the garbage and views 88 as a god, seeing as he's the janitor.
Now, if people haven't seen Dream Corp, it's all about this place where each week a new patient comes aboard to get their dreams analyzed by the doctor there, Dr. Roberts, who's played by John Grier. And that's where the creatures come in, because every week we see a new patient who has actually a creature with a famous voice attached. How long did it take to come up with the creatures?
The creatures, as far as the Henson creatures, I mean, it was a fun back and forth. I have no concept of time. It's not clear it exists. So I just kind of, when I'm finished, I'm finished. I look up and I'm done. So I don't necessarily, I don't know how long anything takes, but, you know, I am happy to have the opportunity, that's for sure. I just kind of do what feels right. I operate on feel a whole lot, and I just kind of I'm it's done when it's done. But luckily I'm working with Adult Swim. They give such creative freedom to just, you know, they're like, that's good, just, you know, keep doing that, you know, and then it's I'm neurotic enough to just, I guess, go back into a dark hole and just figure it out until I, you know, don't have a panic attack when I watch it. That's basically my process.
You're hearing Daniel Stetson. He is the creator, executive producer, director of a very popular series on Adult Swim called Dream Corp LLC. The latest episode is Monday, October 1st in the glorious hour of 1 a.m. Eastern Time. I believe it's also Pacific Time, too. And the second season of the show starts October 21st, and a third season has already been green-lighted as well. Daniel joins me from Los Angeles this half hour on Tomorrow Be Televised. Simon Applebaum with you live from New York. If you have a question or comment for Daniel, don't forget, ring it in, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Remember, coming your way on our next episode of the week on Wednesday, Andy Breckman, the Monk creator, who now has The Good Cop on Netflix, starring Tony Danza and Josh Groban, produced here in New York, premiered this past Friday. He's the executive producer, and he joins us live as our lead guest. And then live from Australia, we'll have one of that country's brand new and fast rising talent in the world of motion pictures and television. He's executive producer and director Noah Edgerton, and he's behind the brand new FX series with getting rave reviews, Mr. In Between. So much so that FX already greenlighted a second season of the program, and a writer's room is already up and running. Noah Edgerton and Andy Breckman for The Good Cop. Both with us live, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific, this Wednesday on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. When you put an episode together, who is responsible for matching the voice with the creature? Is that something you deliberately work at with your writers and everybody else?
Well, you know, the Terry character, who's voiced by Stephen Merchant, we have a writer or, you know, a comedian on set reading the lines for Terry himself. So the actors actually play off of the whole thing. So when the off-screen actor or comedian speaks into Terry's microphone to read the lines, a green light really does light up to speak. So the actors are really playing off of something. And then as far as Norf is concerned, we had him, we had a fantastic puppeteer that does his best version of what he believes the voice to be and reads the lines and everything like that. I do a lot of on the fly kind of improv, style directing. If something's not landing, if something's not as funny as it is on the page, I'm not married to it at all. In fact, I have terrible commitment issues, so I change it. I change on the fly all the time, so all the way through the edit. I edit as well. I look at the whole piece as a whole. I don't necessarily break it up into writing, directing, editing. It's just like I'm trying to finish, and I'm trying to just get the best possible product. So, you know, it doesn't matter if you're, you know, we have this year, who I'm very excited about, season 3, the writer's room, Charles Yu. We have him on board, the great science fiction novelist. He's going to bring it up to the next level, I feel. But, you know, whether it's Charles or Nick Rutherford or any of the great writers who are in there, Stephen Merchant, Krasinski, it's just like, it's whatever idea is best for the show. Like, you know, the best things happen when you have no ego, and just always putting the show first is kind of my my workflow. So, you know, and then when we get into the dream world and we shoot in the dream world, all the dreams they take place in a dream world that is all rotoscope animation. So this is very much like Scanner Darkly or Waking Life style film. So what you do is you shoot it and then you edit it and then you draw over that. So we have animators drawing over that and like creating the backgrounds for all that in 3D. And it's a very technical process, and it ends up being two productions in one. So, you know, we're trying our best to figure out how to streamline that and make the show in under a year is our new goal. But, you know, it's a lot of talented artists work on this show, and just trying to kind of fan that fire under everyone and just put out the wildest outcome we can come up with.
Speaking of, or segueing from wild outcomes, you have a bunch of very eclectic people who are guest starring this year. You've got people like Craig Robinson, mm-hmm. Boyz Lefton, comedian actor from The Office. You have Rupert Friend from Homeland. You've got Mo Collins from Fear mm-hmm. the Walking Dead. Daryl Hammond of Saturday Night Live, which is starting its new season, I believe, this coming Saturday night, number 44. From Black Mirror, which just won the Emmy for Best Made for TV Movie. We won't get into that whole situation. I love the show, hate the situation, but that's another show. We did that earlier last week. But Toby Kendall from mm-hmm. that series, and you have Billy Baldwin from The Purge, which is doing well in USA on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
When these people coming in, are they coming in because of the rep that you fostered on the first season and they want to come in, or is it a case of you and your fellow producers say, we've got to have these people, they're like so fun to be around, or so you like how they work in their shows, so let's bring them over here?
It's I feel like it's a combination of everything. You know, one of the executive producers, Kaylee Baldwin, and she's got a great eye for casting. And then, you know, I think that when something exists, season one exists. So when we reached out to Jimmy Simpson, who's in the first episode of season two, we reach out he's from Westworld and this year Black Mirror as well. He said, like, I think everyone wants to be animated. That's my first, because who doesn't want to be immortal in an animated world? But aside from the psychedelic nature, I think that, you know, having something that already exists and you can see it and prove that you can do it, I think kind of it kind of solidifies that conversation. It's either you want to be involved with it or you don't. Like it's one of those shows. I feel like if you're down to take some risks and to get a little strange, like let's rock. And if not, it's all good, you know. But I really enjoy the dramatic actors the most because we're trying to play this as a real thing, you know. Like this world is real to Dr. Roberts and to 88 and to Randy. Like this is a real, real world. And you know, this year, season two, we have the wonderful Megan Ferguson, who's starring as Bea. She's Dr. Roberts' new sidekick. So. She's just fantastic. She's a modern day Lucille Ball, I think. So if you haven't seen her work before, you'll very much enjoy this, her work here. It kind of adds a whole new Igor element to her performance. She's amazing. Season one was a great, you know, a great test for us. And season two, I think we stepped it up. We turned it up a couple notches.
I have seen Megan's work before, and you're right. She is a super talent. Very funny. Can be very dramatic.
Oh my God.
Really funny.
Just so good. She fits right in with all of us. And it just, it's kind of like, you know, John Grice said, you know, he feels like he's in a band. And that's what it kind of feels like. It's just like we're all kind of coming up together, and we're all learning how this whole thing goes together. So it's and you can't ask for a better number one on the call sheet than John Grice. That's for sure.
You mentioned a moment ago that a science fiction writer, a very well-known one, is going to be working on season three. Is that a badge of honor for you that your show in that person's mind it has such quality to it, no matter where it comes out of, that this person says, I want to be part of your team. I want to do my, if this is his first time or her first time doing writing for a science fiction television or for a television series, that's with you.
Well, he, before this was on Westworld, and then, you know, but that was, Westworld was his first one after writing three novels or maybe even four novels. But he is just a brilliant mind, and yes, it's absolutely validating to just, you know, it's kind of like the missing link, you know what I mean? Like I like a lot of fantasy. I like kind of a more visceral approach to everything, and it's really not, I really want to get further into the gear and how the gear works, and having someone who speaks that language and just kind of, I think it fills out the team really, really nicely.
Gene Corp, LLC, second season begins October 21st on Adult Swim, and the latest episode and presentation is next Monday night at 1 a.m. Eastern Time, and I believe Pacific Time, too. That's October 1st. We've got Daniel Stetson. He is the creator, executive producer, director, kitchen sink operator, and who knows, of the series, which is going to second season on October 21st, and is already set for season three. He's with us live in Los Angeles at that hour. On tomorrow, we'll be televised. Simon Applebaum with you live from New York. You're live, you're aboard. And if you have a question or comment for Daniel in our few minutes remaining with him, give us that call. It'll be appreciated. 646-652-2906. Or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. And coming up later this half hour, Tribeca TV Festival wrapped up yesterday, doing our show to know. It's coming this January from YouTube Premium. It's called Wayne, and you've never seen anything like this. Trust me. We'll talk about it in a few minutes. Daniel, because you have the third season already in hand from Adult Swim, how does that free you up as in your various roles, not just you, but the rest of your production team, to really bring the third season off?
Ooh, well, you know, we work to learn. So, you know, the mistakes we made in season one, you know, hopefully we learn from, and we didn't have the same mistakes in season two, but you know, we made new ones. So, in season three, just going forward, trying to streamline everything. We're starting the writing a little bit earlier, trying to get the animators and background artists involved quicker. So, you know, it's a grind banging these episodes that we have 3 days to shoot them and 4 weeks to animate them. And, you know, as far as television is concerned, you know, it's moving forward at all times. It's a bigger thing than all of us. So what we try to do is we're trying to just be prepared and anticipate what we're going to need, and knowing that, you know, I feel like I'm never done, is just something we're getting used to. And yeah, I mean, as far as the edit's concerned, I edit as well, and I just feel like, you know, knowing more upfront will help us on the back end completely. So yeah, we're really excited about it and just ready to explore the world of Dream Corp a little bit more. I mean, I view the facility as an iceberg. You don't really get to see a lot of it in season one because we're just trying to show you the show. But in season two, that whole building goes down like an iceberg, and it just kind of opens up all these crazy worlds, and it just keeps growing. Dr. Roberts does a lot of things. He likes to do them by hand, then just do the fundamentals, the color tests and different things. Rupert Friend's episode is a great example of that, where he takes everyone to the monochromatic hall, which is these three different rooms, a red room, a blue room, and a red room, or a red room, a blue room, and a yellow room. And he kind of tests Rupert on all these archaic devices, and hijinks ensue. It's very fun, very, very fun to explore the building. When the dream machine breaks down, we can still try to solve your problem. Although Rupert woke up with amnesia, so not clear where. He might still be in the building, actually.
Do we get more backstory about why Dr. Roberts set up this place to begin with, or why he has a sidekick now, or like what motivates him every day to deal with different patients?
Well, he lost his last assistant sidekick in a coma, so he needed a new one, and that's why she's B. But what motivates him every day is very much taken from Ray Kurzweil, and how he's a man who's trying to wait for the singularity to occur, so there's a chance of him to live forever. But at the end of the day, Dr. Roberts just wants to help people, and he is a good guy. He's got a good heart, and he really is doing his best. There's a lot of people graduate from Harvard Medical School, but you know, someone came in last, and that's Roberts for sure.
Part live action, part anime, and all a walk on the weird side. That's Dream Corp LLC. Catch an episode Monday, October 1st, 1 a.m. Eastern and Pacific Time on Adult Swim. And the new season, Season 2, starts October 21st. Check your local where Adult Swim is available in your area on cable and satellite. And for more details about the program online, there's www.adultswim.com. That's www.adultswim.com. The next episode of Season 1 of Dream Corp LLC, next Monday, 1st of October, 1 a.m. Eastern and Pacific Time. Daniel Stetson, creator, executive producer, et cetera, of the series. Thank you for joining us. Congratulations on getting Season 2 off the ground and the green light for Season 3. Hopefully more and more great adventures in store.
Thank you, Simon.
You're welcome, Daniel. Take care. Enjoy the day.
Later on.
You got it. Daniel Stetson from Dream Corp LLC joining us live from Los Angeles. And now it's time for our regular feature we call The Show to Know, where we highlight a program that's worth your while to watch, and you might not know about it because it's not well marketed, promoted, publicized, falls on the radar screen of journalists and TV critics. Our effort today is one that is very easy to see why it's not well marketed and promoted, because it hasn't started yet, and it's not going to start until January on YouTube Premium. It's called Wayne, and it got its premiere screening yesterday at the closing day of the Rebecca TV Festival here in New York. And let me tell you, this is a very unique show. If you think you've seen teenage angst dramas before with some very unusual features, wait till you see this program. And I have a lot to recommend about it. It's put together by Rhett Reese and Paul Wernick and other producers who were involved in such blockbuster films as Zombieland and Deadpool, and Sean Simmons is the creator. It is gritty, takes place in Boston, Massachusetts, and it's all about a reckless youth from the crazy side of the tracks who has a father who's about to die from cancer, no mother, and about to get into a romantic affair with a fellow teenager whose father, played, believe it or not, by Dean Winters, that's right, Mr. Mayhem of the Allstate insurance commercials, and before that, Law & Order SVU in a recurring role, that's originally started in season one, who does not like this guy. And this guy has a very penchant habit of trying to right wrongs when he sees them. Anyway, It's all about these two people joining on a journey to try to get back the father's Pontiac Trans Am, and boy, is it great and shiny. And the journey is wonderful, but so is the characters, as played wonderfully by Mark McKenna and Clara Bravo. They have wonderful chemistry, and I think they're going to be a dynamite pair. There's a lot to recommend about this show, including a wonderful supporting cast, which includes, believe it or not, Michael Malley. If you remember him from Get the Picture and hosting Gus on Nickelodeon and then a sitcom for CBS that ran a number of seasons, when you see this guy play a school principal, you're going to be real shocked, but I think you're going to be delighted also. There's a lot of good things about this show. I like the writing. I like the atmosphere. I like the tone of the show. As I said, a great supporting cast. The one thing I don't like is too much of the F word. I don't think you need to have scenes where the F word is every word, second word, every third word, every fourth word, every fifth word. Can we say, it comes across as too much over the top and too much of a crutch for the writers. But don't let that stop you from seeing this show when it comes out on YouTube premiere in January. Exact date to be determined. I think it's a winner, and I think a lot of people will be talking about, again, the great chemistry between the two lead actors, Mark McKenna and Clara Bravo. And congratulations to YouTube Premium for the Tribeca TV Festival for giving a nice showcase here in New York. We hope to have the creator, Sean Simmons, and the producers on this program when it premieres in January. So once again, Wayne is our show to know, premiering in January on YouTube Premium, formerly YouTube Red. By the way, is there a TV show you like right now currently on the air that you think should get more attention? We'd love to have you hear about it, and if you let us know, we'll give you the credit if we highlight it. So email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com, simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you live, and don't forget, that's one thing involved our class trivia question of the week. But we'd like to hear from you about the show to know, because we love getting your suggestions, and we love spotlighting shows that really deserve the attention, like Wayne from YouTube Premium. By the way, this past Friday, we had The Judge of Court in Providence, which premiered today, just in the last hour on WWR here in New York, premieres at 5 p.m. Local time in Los Angeles on KCOP. So the first episode, it's marvelous. This is a very unique courtroom series, and it's well worth your time. I think you'll be very moved and inspired. And I must say that the judge that we had on the program this past Friday was one of the most inspired and inspiring guests I've had on this series in a very long time. Coming up on Wednesday on the Marvel Televised, Andy Beckman, the executive producer of The Good Cop on Netflix, and Noah Edgerton, the executive producer and director of Mystery Between Now on FX. If you came in late on today's program, want to catch up on episodes you missed, go to the homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Check us out on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. Remember, don't forget the podcast on iTunes.com, the Apple TV and Spreaker podcast app, and of course, the iHeartRadio Podcast Network at iHeartRadio.com. Remember, we love hearing from you, so let us know by email and social media. Why? Because what you say matters. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants, not merely those of Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and iHeartRadio. Our production associate, BTR, is Candace Williams. Andy Toews, Blog Talk Radio's general manager, with Jay Sodberg, executive content producer. The co-founders of this enterprise are Alan Levy and Bob Cherish. Tomorrow's Televised is brought to you today by Audible.com, an Amazon company, and proud development partner of the annual New York Television Festival. Remember, Audible will transform the way you hear the world. For a free audiobook and 1 month trial, audibletrial.com/televised. But Tomorrow's Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your Monday. We'll be back here in less than 48 hours. That's Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, you know where. Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. And whatever you're up to from now till then, please make it safe and make it great. Until next time, stay well and stay tuned.